Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, today I have Steve Youngman on the line, and he's the Managing Director over at Somerset & Church. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
All right, so I'm excited to get into today's topic. We're going to talk about improving experiences with digital health tools. Why don't they work like all of our other tools? There's so much potential there, and I'm excited for you to tell us how we can get more out of them. But before we do that, let's just start with an overview of what you're doing over at Somerset & Church, please.
Right. We are, we're a team of experienced product people, product designers and developers, and we focus on the design and the launch of health tech platforms, which is a very sort of techy, nerdy phrase, but for the mobile and for web. But really what that is just the tools that we use as patients and as physicians and healthcare professionals in order to do our job better or on the patient side to get better. And so our focus is really to focus on the experience of the patient and even for the physician, all the users of this platform, to make it delightful rather than a chore. So we have found that technology is amazing and the advances in technology are amazing. So we really don't have a challenge with having the right tech tools to execute what we want to do. But really what we're addressing is the design challenge, the design experience of being a patient or being a physician or being a nurse or anyone involved in the healthcare profession, and really raising the design experience for all of these people, because first, we're humans, and second, we are the roles that we are in our professional and personal lives.
That's awesome. And at the end of this, I'm going to give you the opportunity to leave your website or social or, so people can connect with you. But I wanted to make sure that the right types of individuals and organizations connect. So what's typically a good fit to work with you and your team?
We are very much working with early stage companies. So the ones that are aware of their limitations in understanding product. And that's not every company. There are a lot of companies out there that understand what product they want to build, and then they go ahead and build it. But for the companies that have an idea and they have a problem that they want to solve, but they're not quite sure what the solution is, we can help them with our experience to identify specifically what that problem is and then design to solve that problem rather than treat maybe just the symptoms of the problem, which doesn't particularly help in the end game.
All right, let's go further into today's topic. So improving experiences with digital health tools. I know we kind of touched on it in what you're doing over at Somerset & Church, but let's go further. So like, what can we do better? Why don't these things work like they should? Give us the secret.
Hopefully, in these few minutes, I'm going to reveal it all. I started my career on the West Coast at Apple when I was a younger man, and that experience was like boot camp for understanding the customer. I was in product roles, project roles, program roles, development roles, and everybody at that company, and they probably still do, holds each one of them accountable for the user experience. So everybody at the company knew what it took to develop an experience for the user. And everybody could call you know, call it, you know, when things were being compromised. So that was what, there wasn't a better training ground for me to just sort of get built into my DNA what the user deserves. And I think Apple have carried that standard very well over the decades. And in after that, I went to companies like Bose, which is, you know, consumer high experience, and then a series of startups, which I found myself in health tech. And what I discovered is, as I said before, the technology is improving in leaps and bounds with machine learning, with the collection of data, and et cetera, et cetera. But the experience of accessing that data and taking action on that data, just quite frankly, Adam, it just sucks. And we focus on making it suck less, to be quite blunt about it. So where we are focused right now is on digital therapeutics. So with the unfortunate rise of this pandemic, people are being asked to take more responsibility for their care at home, virtually, remotely. And physicians are, you know, having to adapt to a different model where they are sitting in an office and doing telehealth calls. And so the rise and importance of the tools where we track things ourselves and share them with our doctors, wear devices and share that data with our doctors, is on the rise. And you can see the investment dollars are pouring into all of these different platforms. So what we're focused on is making these experiences less transactional and more experiential. So what I mean by transactional is there are apps that are on your phone right now that are absolutely transactional, and they have no reason not to be. Transactional, like a weather app. What's the weather? You open it up, you look at the weather, you close it again. And there's no reason for you to linger in that app. You're not going to spend, you know, hours scrolling like you would on Twitter. But similarly, in healthcare, there are experiences that are just so below threshold that they are even hardly even, you can hardly even transact with them. And I look, for example, as we're all experienced with the portals that we communicate with our doctors. We go there, we try to figure out when our next appointment is, how to talk to the doctor, how to figure out what our prescriptions are. And it's just so difficult to use. And so you leave frustrated with incomplete tasks and end up picking up the phone and burning time doing that. So the bar is extremely low right now on those kinds of examples. Where we're focused is getting patients to move from being indifferent about their experience using these mobile apps or these web portals and to be more proactive about their health. And that comes with just good design. So the design that we all, I don't say enjoy, but are aware of in the consumer side, that brings us back, makes us persist, is just completely absent in our health tech apps. And so if you have, you know, heart problems, you know, there are apps that will say, if you're having a heart attack, open up this app and do something with it. Well, that's not the problem. The problem is recognizing when you're about to have a heart attack, or you're about to have a panic attack, or you're about to have some incident. And that's where the technology can really, really shine. But there just aren't experiences on top of those data to help you, you know, figure out how to take care of yourself proactively. And the second thing I would say is, you know, I had an experience when I was at a startup about 5 years ago. We're making a wearable. It was tracking blood pressure at the wrist. It was a really nice watch. And we did some user discovery. And what stunned me from those discussions was that people who have had heart attacks, we're talking to them, and they had heart attacks in the last few months. When we asked them, would you wear this device, it would tell you of an impending heart attack. And overwhelmingly, they would say, nah, only if my doctor told me to. Only if my doctor told me to. There wasn't any sort of proactive, absolutely, yeah, this will save my life. Or they were so indifferent because the experiences that they have had up to this point are, this is a chore. This is work. I'm never going to open up this app. I'm never going to look at this watch. I'm never going to do the minor things that I need to do to take care of myself. And that's just what drives us at Somerset and Church. We're going to make it better. We're going to make this delightful, usable, make you persist, just help you take care of yourself.
Man, that's awesome. And so, Steve, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on Somerset in Church. They want to learn more about the design and the agency function of it, and they want to continue the conversation. I mean, because there's a lot to be said for what you're talking about. I mean, what's the best way for them to follow up and to connect with you and your team and your brand?
Absolutely. So you can reach me just at my email, which is steve@somersetandchurch.com. I'm on Twitter at Product Guy Steve. I just love the science and the arts of product management and product definition. And then find us on the web at somersetandchurch.com and see what we're all about.
And what's that Twitter again? I'm looking for you right now because I'm going to follow you, Steve, and I want everybody else to go look and follow Steve too, because I want to know what's going on with these wearables in the future and design, because this is what I say, Steve, all the time I tell people this. I'm like, as healthcare, as all these products get better and better, like the further along we are in terms of aging, we're all going to need this stuff at some point, and depending on where you're at in your life cycle right now, maybe you need it right now. So what's that Twitter again, Steve, because I need to follow you because I want to stay updated.
Amen. Thank you. Twitter is Product Guy Steve. All one word.
All right. So let's see. Product at product. I'm looking. I'm typing at Product Guy Steve. There it is. Steve the Product Guy. Oh, but it's at Product Guy Steve. I just gave you a follow. Everybody else, go check that out too, at Product Guy Steve. I look forward to following you there and learning more from you and keeping up to date. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Innovation, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Steve, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Adam.